Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
In less than
52 hours, Bill's Mafia.
From here, we'll join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest
tailgate party
in the history of
Bill's Mafia. Bill's Mafia.
And that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is
17th of January.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from
MVP conversations, fourth down discussions, or Patrick Mahomes.
But from
purgatory of another divisional round loss.
We're fighting for our right to live.
In the playoffs.
To exist. Should we win the day?
17th of January.
Will no longer be known as
a random football Friday.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on.
We're going to the AFC Championship game.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yeah. Bill Pullman nailed it. I mean,
he really did.
He really nailed it there. He nailed
Josh nailed it too.
I love Bill Pullman. Big fan of the Bills. Didn't know that. That's the original audio from Independence Day.
What a film.
That does not hold up.
What a job there.
Of all the films, of all the movies of all time that do not hold
up. Doesn't hold up?
Does not hold up.
Come on.
When was the last time you
saw it? Will Smith punches an alien. Welcome to Earth.
I know. So bad.
Hey,
good morning. Independence Day. We're looking for, you know, inspirational speeches.
I thought you were kidding. He is a Bills fan?
I have no idea.
I just looked at Bill Pullman's Wikipedia page under personal life. It says he is an avid Buffalo Bills fan.
Listen.
Yeah, it says that.
Last minute.
Unless you, Josh, just edited that in because of, or somebody did. It says he's an avid Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, if the Bills win and the Texans also win and we're here next week, Bill Pullman, legend of the game, who says no? Give a speech. Come on, Bill.
I am so in to that.
It's Football Friday. Good morning. You can join us. We're on our Facebook page. You can watch us on Facebook. That's brought to you by Taquito Lindo of Williamsville, which has wonderful Mexican food. It makes me want like Mexican. I would eat Mexican right now. Right now.
I'm doing this this whole 30 thing where I can't eat like any processed food.
Sounds like a ton of fun.
It's you know, it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
There's more like Mexican food is what I'm, because I can eat like spices and seasonings and whatnot. So like, I'm doing variations of that a lot. So I'm very much like taco sounds amazing right now.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Bill Pullman was on the cover of a magazine wearing a Bills hoodie.
Look,
he's done
this.
A lot of interviews about it.
Perfect.
He's referred to himself as Bills Pullman.
Get out of here with that. You can't stop right now. You are absolutely
Bills Pullman.
I'm such a big Bills fan. I refer to myself as
Bills Pullman. Let's go.
Every person named Bill can do
that.
Yeah,
he did the Rich Eisen show a couple years ago talking about Bills Mafia. That just is a complete coincidence, right?
Who will be the surprise person in the stands for this game? There's a question for you, right? Ooh. Fitz, the moment he becomes that legend with his shirt off against the Patriots, who is it this time? Will there be a sneaky someone in the stands?
It's tough because of how cold it's going to be. Right?
That's what makes it so cool.
Unless you're saying in the stands, not like in like a suite maybe or something.
Yeah.
It's the most famous person we could see doing it. Like Fitz is the guy. Like who's the other even former Bill that right. You like? Kyle Orton's in the crowd.
Kyle Orton.
He's just there. Nobody knows why. He just wanted to see the game.
Chris Berman on the sidelines.
Peyton Manning. Isn't Peyton Manning's son a Bills fan or a Josh Allen fan?
He's a Josh fan, yeah.
Like Peyton Manning up in the stands? Maybe that could be it.
803-0550. Football Friday, chance to check in with us, your vibe, your feeling. The thing about, you know, this time of year, we're so used to this now, the divisional round, where the thing I could tell you I'm the most afraid of this game, you'll get it. I'm afraid of another offseason being the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same conversation we've had every year. I'm afraid of coming in Monday and having a conversation about, guys, Sean McDermott can only get him so far, and having that conversation for a full year until we get back to this spot. Because the fact that the Bills have ended their seasons right here again and again and again, it means we wait a full year to find out if they ever do it again, if they do better.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win this game, all right, AFC Championship game, even if they were to lose to Kansas City, that would still be a step forward. It would feel like a step forward. It would also be losing to the Chiefs again, so that would be tough.
It would be the same path you took in 2020.
That's right.
You beat the Ravens at home to go lose at Kansas City the next week after that.
To not have Josh Allen in a second AFC Championship game this far into his career is nuts. Yeah. A guy this good, flat out, has to be there. So if they fall short, there will be a couple different directions this could take. We might all agree that they don't have the better roster. And if that's the case, yep, then you need the coach to overcome that. You need the coaches to overcome that. Brady?
Or the quarterback.
Sure.
Like, Allen could just be so amazing on Sunday.
He's going to have to be amazing with Brady being amazing, too.
Yes,
that's the other thing about this. They don't just have, you know, an offense chock full of amazing playmakers where it's like, who do you stop? I know we talk about them that way from time to time, but I don't know. Baltimore, I saw it said another way. Baltimore doesn't have to double anybody in this game. You know, but there has been a lot of conversation about, well, when you don't know who to cover, that you don't know where the ball's going. If they had to double someone, that would be better. That would be better. More attention paid to the receiver out on the left means one less guy to spy Josh with or one less rusher to send. They probably feel like they don't have to double anybody. And, okay, can the Bills win like that? They couldn't win like that in weeks 4 and 5 against the Ravens and the Texans, but they've been winning a lot otherwise. So I need Joe Brady in his bag. I need Joe Brady to have the right formula, and I got to have Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott. The Bills have to have the better coaching performance in this game. And if they don't, they'll lose to, you know, a Super Bowl winning coach and an MVP possible quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of shame in that?
I mean, there shouldn't be, but
there's two sides.
Is there shame in that when your quarterback is also that, and it's again the third time in a row that you'll be losing at home in the same round to a different one of these MVP level quarterbacks?
At least you're not losing to bums, I guess, is like the way to spin that.
I guess, but like,
you know, you're not beating great quarterbacks, but you're not losing to bums, and that's whether you want to call it a level of purgatory or, you know, I'm sure Monday morning 6:34. Guys, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Like, book it. Those words will be spoken if they lose. So, I don't know. I wonder if they fall short where we land on the offseason, if it's about
Well,
just stay the course because they made a transition, and in their transition year, they were 13-4.
Isn't that what we're going to hear from the team?
Yeah,
they if they lose, isn't what we're going to hear from Bean and McDermott? Like, listen, this was supposed to be a transition year. We feel like we achieved our goals.
Yeah,
and that might not be that might be met with resistance, but
they might not say it that plainly.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be disappointed. They'll be, you know, probably devastated. They're one of the favorites. They could win it. They're definitely good enough to win the Super Bowl, but it'll be a little bit like, all right, well, now it's time to the objective becomes time to find some great players, whether that's draft and develop,
not just good.
Yeah, it's time to find a couple more great players to help Josh Allen. And the NFL's top 100 list this year, Allen's on the top 100. And
Dawkins
on the top 100. Is that it? Those are their two Pro Bowlers. James Cook might get some love next year.
You know, we had that conversation before the year, and like, who could get on that list next year? Has anybody
Bernard?
Additional? Like, no.
Benford's on that list next year. Probably.
I don't think he's getting the reputation. He's not getting the love like that. Like, I think from the really smart analysts that are diving in on film and looking at the data know how good Benford is, but I don't think the collective does.
No.
Same thing maybe with like Spencer Brown.
Yeah, okay.
Like Spencer Brown, maybe. Spencer Brown's got some better pass blocking numbers and run blocking numbers on the season than Deion Dawkins does. He didn't lose a rep against Denver. And like, same thing, he's kind of like Benford. There are some out there, like Lane Johnson, this was this last week, right? Like, he named Brown like his most underrated lineman in the league. So there's some love out there, but like the collective is not putting Spencer Brown or Christian Benford as one of the 100 best players in football. And those are, like, right now, I feel like those might be the two. Like, your next best players at what they do behind Allen and Dawkins. And that's pretty good, but is that as good as what the Ravens have? Because the Ravens have guys that are, like, the best at what they do at, like, 6 different positions, maybe? 7 different positions?
Yep.
So, like, their roster is at least more top-heavy. The Bills don't have a lot of holes, I would say, right now, but how much is it gonna matter that you don't have a lot of like superstars after Josh Allen? You hope it doesn't matter. That you can win the Super Bowl with just Allen and then a bunch of really good guys, and that's all you need.
803-0550. We'll get some phone calls in here as we chat with you about Bills Ravens, and we will shortly remember some Ravens. Chris on a cell. Hey Chris, good morning.
Hey Jeremy. Hey guys. So I think this game we all feel is a coin flip, and I think it's going to come down, there's no question in my mind, to coaching. And I believe it's on our defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I think we played really well. If he, and I know he does this, if he plays a bend but don't break against Jackson and Henry and company, and he does what he did against the Cincinnati Bengals 2 years ago, sat back, and didn't want to give up a big play, we're going to get eaten alive. If we play like we get against Detroit in the first half of that game, I haven't seen the defense play that way in years against a really good team. We've got to go and take it. They're not going to give it to us. They're not going to make a mistake. This team is too good. It comes down to coaching. I'm 100% convinced of that. Thoughts?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story.
connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks, Chris. I they're going to be some bend but don't break. They have to be a little bit, but maybe with Zay Flowers out, a little less. And if they want to come, you know, put it this way. If they sell out to stop the run, and they do, and they get hit over the top for 360-yard touchdowns, or you'd be like, well, hey, whatever, they didn't bend but don't break. You know, they just got hit over the top. I don't know. The thing about that Bengals game, I always want to point out, what did that have in common with the Ravens game from week four this year? What did it have in common? Your offense didn't show up. You can't get blown out unless your offense doesn't show up. And they lost the game 27-10 at home. Why? Their offense didn't show up. Their defense got beat, and that's a lot of the headlines, but their offense was absent. Mm-hmm. Allen threw no touchdowns and threw a pick, targeting Cole Beasley on that play.
Yeah.
We're watching these old Bills highlights, and it's a little bit of the everybody eats conversation. These passes, like, oh, look, there's Jamison Crowder dropping a pass. Oh, look, here's Isaiah McKenzie out there. And what the Bills have in their passing arsenal now is, I think, better depth of weapons. Anybody disputes that.
2 through 5.
It's way better.
Or even 6 is so much better.
Than it used to be.
Than it was. Like what's Curtis Samuel, if you were going to just write out their depth chart right now, what's Curtis Samuel at receiver?
Yeah, like 5.
Is he 5?
Yeah. And on these teams, he would have been 1B.
He made that play last week and led them in receiving. Who's 5 on this team that they played against the Ravens in 2022? Crowder's 3. It's not him. Who's 5? It's 5, like, name whoever the special teamer was. And Jake Kumerow, maybe? Like, Kumerow made a couple plays for the Bills over the years. He was not running that crossing pattern that Samuel did and then running away from Patrick Surtain while breaking a tackle into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was the number 3 receiver on the Commanders last year. Like, you're a 3 on a team is now your 5. Like, that speaks to their depth. Their 1 is not as good. Like,
right, for sure.
Like, I would love to have, for this matchup, the way the Ravens kind of present a weakness on the outside, I'd love to have a prime Stephon Diggs. Like, I think this could be a game where you would love a guy like that. But, like I said, I don't think they might not need it. They might be able to get away with Cooper on the outside, Coleman on the outside. Chris Brown talked about the linebackers. Roquan Smith hasn't had the greatest year in coverage, so you can attack him with running backs and tight ends. Like, it feels like there should be enough without having the prime Diggs level receiver to get the Ravens anyway.
Yeah, and that, you know, as we like forecast what will be the offseason, I know for me it will be when you're talking about finding great players. I still don't believe that what they have right now is like the long-term best idea. The idea it kind of has been the whole time. Have an amazing guy out there and have him surrounded by depth that's great too. Get as many good weapons as possible. And for a long time, they just ignored the depth, and now they have that. So hopefully they can use it. 803-0550. Game's a coin toss. I have a coin.
I would not flip that right now.
Why not?
I just
let's find out.
I don't know.
Game's coin toss.
I don't want it. If it goes the other way,
you're afraid of a coin toss? You're afraid of this coin toss?
It can't go well for you no matter what. Because if it pops up Ravens and the Ravens win, you're going to get yelled at for it. And if it pops up Bills, then you're going to be called a jinx for the next 48 hours.
Lucky for me, I'm a rational person that doesn't believe in that nonsense.
People don't want
it. Let's just find
out. I'm just telling you that the people don't want the coin to be flipped.
Twitter poll.
Put a poll up. Should Jeremy flip the coin? I wouldn't vote. I would vote no. You should
make the options. No, I'm afraid of the coin toss.
Yeah.
Or, of course, why not? Let's do it. It's not even a real coin. It looks like it's some sort of it's a token. It says Super Patient Award on one side, and the other side has like a sun on it. It's not even a real coin. Yeah. I don't know whose it is.
It is a real coin. It's just not like U.S. currency.
That's right. It's not. It's you can't buy goods and services.
Bill Pullman is from Hornell, by the way. Ah. Hornell, New York. So he's kind of local.
Good.
Which speaks to why he's a Bills fan.
803-0550. Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, what's up?
Good morning, guys, and thanks so much for taking my call. I love WG. I love MG and the fans. I definitely love you. Let's get right to this. I'm in my Dennis Green voice. They are who we thought they were. And if you want to crown them, crown them. I'm not going to chit-chat my own house. Jeremy, Joe, you guys got homes. You know for a fact you do not tiptoe in your own house. You let your hair down, do what the hell you want to do. My thing is like this. The Buffalo Bills are playing at home. We don't have nothing to lose. This is it. You come and play aggressive. You do not tiptoe. You don't worry about what the heck they run with 22 or number 8. It doesn't make a difference. I want our coach, and this is what our coach has done in the past. He has tiptoed and played scared and tried to outcoach another coach instead of let his players outplay the other team players. Let the coach get out the way. I want our offense to be aggressive. I want more no huddle. I want up tempo. I want to catch them with the same personnel on the field so we can score. We got a big-arm quarterback from Wyoming. Why do we get a big-arm quarterback from Wyoming? Because he can throw to the wind. The snow that's out there now, he can throw to it. Use what he does best. That's one. Defensively, be aggressive on defense. Blitz him. Get after him. Run a 5-2-4 on a 5 defensive lineman, 2 linebackers and 4 defensive back and blitz him. What the heck we got to lose? Play him. Now, last but not least, and this is to us, Jeremy, Joe, fans of my nature. I'm from the old school. I don't know, Joe and Jeremy, when you were young, how y'all parents did you when it was winter. But we used to take the bags that we got from the supermarket, and we put our nice socks on and put our bags on in double time and put them in our boots. I'm telling everybody now, we use that trick. Mm-hmm. Your feet will stay nice and toasty and warm. You won't catch cold and none of that. But I love you guys, and thanks again for taking my call, and you guys take care and have a great show as you do.
Thanks, Butch. Yeah, a lot of people swear by the plastic bag as a way to keep feet warm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Neoprene boots. That's my mode. Muck boots. They're warm today. I got them here.
You're warm today?
Yeah. Which means I'm currently, I'm doing the show without my boots on. I took them off, but these are I wore my muck boots today.
Yeah. I mean, it's not snowing right now.
No, but if you're ever going to maybe walk through snow, they're great. It's fully neoprene, like halfway up the shin.
They're not very fashionable, I'll say that, though.
You know, they're. It looks like I'm about to wade into a swamp.
Yes, and, you know, looks like you're going fly fishing.
Right. Oh, look, there's a duck. Yeah. I've never hunted duck. You probably don't do that. My dog would love to go hunting ducks. I'm positive he would love to do that sometime.
I feel like he would be good at it, too.
He would be very good at it.
I like Bulldog's tweet from just now. Pretty sure by the time 6:30 Sunday rolls around, the Ravens offensive linemen will all be 400 pounds, and Derrick Henry will be 7 feet tall and run a 4-second 40-yard dash.
He's not wrong. It is definitely, I don't want to use like the four-letter P word, but it's like fear P, whatever.
Like the legend of these people is growing.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that is definitely happening. If you watched coverage of this game this week, you'd think, man, the Ravens are undefeated this year, huh?
It's the Monstars showing up, and we're the Looney Tunes.
The Ravens haven't even punted this year. Can you believe it? They haven't even punted. Wow.
Looney Tunes won that game, by the way.
Who did?
Looney Tunes.
They beat the Monstars?
I think they won. And you know, it fits perfectly because Josh Allen can be your Michael Jordan.
Well, the good news is this threat of me flipping the coin has at least distracted some of you from the fear of Derrick Henry.
Some people have tweeted that they've turned the radio off.
They're like, afraid of this coin.
You are causing people to turn the station off because you're of the threat of you flipping this coin.
Oh, I've been doing that for 20 years, so what else is new? 803-0550, we'll get a break in. Maybe I flip the coin. Just because you turn the station off doesn't mean the coin doesn't get flipped.
That is such a threat.
Maybe I'll flip the coin. Maybe I'll do it. It's Schrodinger's coin over here. Whether or not you know that it was flipped doesn't change that it might be flipped. I might flip this coin.
I'm going to stick my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 just nothing. I don't want it.
I'll leave.
He'll quit.
You can run your own show.
What amounts to a laundry token would say A or B, and you're like, I can't handle that, man.
So I can't do it. I've the dog that like hits the ball down the stairs and it goes into one of the baskets. Yes. One has Bill's logo.
I flip right past that this week.
Oh. I don't want to be mad at that dog.
I know who that dog picked. I watched that dog hit basketballs into a laundry basket. You don't want to know?
It's a corgi, right? That does it. Yeah. I don't want to know who that
a corgi that shoots basketballs downstairs into nets. I know who that corgi picked to win this game.
Yeah, I don't want to know it.
I can't even tell you that.
Nope. You can tell me who Jason McCourty picks to win the game, but I don't want to know who the corgi picked.
All right, break time. More of your phone calls, 803-0550. It's a pretty intense Football Friday here on WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.